Well, thank you so much for giving this episode of Weapons of Grace podcast a listen today. We've been praying and hoping that the Lord would use this in three ways. One, that the Lord would stir your affections for Him with what we look at in the text. That as we read and as we look at the Bible, that our affections and how we see God would grow and help us see Him as more beautiful. The second would be that we hope this gives you a fuller understanding of the gospel, that despite how dirty you may feel, despite how wicked your heart actually may be, that you would see for any of us who turn and look upon the Lord and turn away from our sin, that there is forgiveness and there is grace and there is profound love waiting on us there. And then the third would be that you find hope. We know that the Christian life can be difficult at times, and so we are praying that this would be hopeful for you, that if you are really in the depths of despair and you're going through some really difficult things in your life in this very moment, that God would graciously and sovereignly give you hope that is not rooted in something outside of who He is, but deeply rooted in who He is, deeply rooted in what He said, deeply rooted in the way He really is acting in your life right now, despite what you see or feel, because oftentimes those two things don't always go together. So we are hoping, we are praying to the Lord that this is helpful for you. Thanks for listening. The Christian life is one of ups and downs. We will feel satisfaction in our fellowship with the Lord. We will see His evident hand at work in our lives. And sometimes we even feel the nearness and the warmth of His loving and forgiving embrace. We will experience the heights of His love during the Christian life. But we will also experience the lows. We will wonder if we are saved at times. We will doubt His goodness. We will question if He could love a sinner like us. God will feel far and silent and even against us at times. We will feel the depths of despair during the Christian life. Ups and downs both come with their challenges. And today I want us to look at a passage that has been extremely helpful for me when I'm on the lower end of that spectrum. And that passage is Psalm 56. And in the psalm, David is writing after he's been seized by the Philistine army. And this psalm is one of being hopeless and of wondering what the outcome is going to be and questioning the goodness of God. Because if God is for me and if He loves me, why is this happening? Why is everything going on in my life feel like it's against me? When you're at the depths of despair in the Christian journey, oftentimes our response is to turn towards sin. Because at least there we can get some relief. We can kind of numb the pain. But let me encourage us today, please don't go there, because no lasting joy can be found in sin. And so where do we go when we are in the depths and the sin before us is enticing? Take a look at Psalm 56, verse 3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in You. And then skip down to verse 8. You have kept count of my tossings. You have put my tears in Your bottle. Are they not in Your book? Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call, and this I know. See that turn? There's this point in almost every psalm where the psalmist turns from speaking about what they've been going through and looking onto the Lord, and he says, this I know, that God is for me. Despite what I'm feeling, despite what's going on in my life, the Lord is for me. And in God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? And so for the struggling Christian who's listening right now, God is not waiting for you to get your crap together before He loves you and is going to take care of you. Don't we see in the psalm, He is intimately aware of every sleepless night, every tear, every anxiety-filled moment and grief-filled season. He has not hidden Himself from what you're going through, but is acutely aware. And I know he feels far sometimes, but this text assures us that he is not far. The turn of this psalm, after David lists what he's going through, is not despair or pity or sullenness, but trust. He says, "In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me?" It's this cry that the Lord is for me. He isn't waiting until I feel perfect. He's not waiting until I'm a good enough Christian. He's not waiting until I somehow measure up to some kind of standard or prove to him how worthy I am. Why? Because he's taken me into his family when I was at my worst. And so surely now, despite how good I'm doing, despite how obedient I'm being, surely he's with me now because I've already been adopted and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so the ups and the downs of my life are not pursuits towards the heights where we are with Jesus, although that's what we hope for. And the lows are not just wasted moments until we get back to the highs, but the lows and the highs are the beautiful journey with Jesus Christ. I think so often we get into this mentality where we're just pursuing the heights, and we feel like anything besides that is just this wasted moment. But I think Christian maturity is starting to recognize that both come with the Christian life, and both require obedience, and both are a part of the journey with the Lord. John Piper says, "The Lord is doing 10,000 things in your life, and you may be aware of 3 of them." And so may we trust the Lord. Maybe the Lord is doing something in your low. I mean, we so often think that the ups, the heights of Christian life where we feel really close to the Lord, that's what really matters. And those are good things. We should desire those moments with God. But we shouldn't believe the lie that those are the only places God works. God does profound things in the desert seasons of our lives. I mean, he does this with Israel, doesn't he? In the wilderness. He's shaping them. He's helping them trust him. He's ridding their hearts of idols. We see this with Jesus as well. He goes into the wilderness for 40 days to fast before his earthly ministry. God is doing something in both of those seasons. And we would look at that and say, those were not fun seasons for these people. Israel hated where they were. We imagine that Jesus was not comfortable in the wilderness. And yet, the Lord is producing something in both of those seasons. And so maybe for us, whatever you're going through, if it feels like a dry season or a desert or the wilderness, and you're just kind of left on your own, maybe that you could be like David in the psalm and say, "I trust you, God. Because of what you've done in the past, because of what you say in your word, I can trust you. That you are doing something, that this is not wasted." So our hope for you today is that you would see the Lord as beautiful and that you would trust that he really is doing something. As you stumble, as you wrestle, as you kind of just maybe you're just barely making it today, that you would see, even on those kind of days, the Lord is doing something. He's going to get you to the end. You don't have to rely on your strength, but his. Why? Because in God we trust. We shall not be afraid.